just wait for Jake.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, how have preparations been for today?
Things have went really well. We've had a very good reaction when we've been leafleting at UCLan, at Cardinal Newman, the railway station, town centre stalls. You get a very clear very clear feeling that the majority of people in Preston, as you would expect, are totally opposed to the racist EDL. So, very good, yeah.
Have you got an idea of how many people from Preston are going to come? Many students?
I think there will be a lot of students. That's certainly the feedback we've been getting, as I say, both at Cardinal Newman and UCLan. We're not clear the exact numbers. We're expecting hundreds, you know, but what we will have is, I think, a good show of Preston's community, because it is largely going to be a Preston demonstration. It's quite interesting. The police themselves have said they recognise that the UF, Preston Trade Union Council demo, is Preston-based, whereas the EDL demo is outsiders, you know, which is quite interesting. So, yeah, it should be good.
What's the communication been like with the police? What have they told you?
Well, we've had a number of meetings with them. Unfortunately, they have put restrictions on our event that we can only have speeches and music between 1 and 2. We're not happy with this. We feel this is a restriction on our right to protest and hold what is a peaceful multicultural event. And it's also at the same time, while the EDL have been given the flag market, the main space in Preston, which we actually applied for first, and then they were allowed that, and we've been given here. So, you know, there are some issues we're not very happy with, to be honest.
Okay. You got any idea why you didn't get the flag market? Did they tell you?
I mean, I don't know, but what I would say is I think there's a problem with the wider Islamophobia, racism against Muslims. I think many sections of the establishment don't actually recognise Islamophobia for the racism that it is. So the EDL go around saying, we're not racist, we're just against extreme Islam, and some people just accept that. Well, actually, all you need to do is scroll down the EDL's Facebook and you see quite quickly they say they're against all Muslims. And every demo they've held has been racist chanting. So actually, they're not just against Muslims, against Asians, black people, trade unionists, you know. But I think that's partly what's going on behind the scenes, really.
Okay. Are you expecting any sort of... I know there's the corners, but are you expecting any sort of clashes?
One can't predict, but I have to say the events we've run in, for example, Newcastle and Bradford, have been completely peaceful on our side, no arrests on our side. And what we hope for is a really positive celebration of multicultural Preston. Say we've got bands playing, music. We think we will represent the real multicultural community of Preston and Britain, black, white, Asian, young and old. Whereas, you know, those people over there will be a bunch of 99% white, racist and fascist thugs.
And who have you got speaking at the event? You said you mentioned you've got a couple of councillors.
Yeah, there's one Labour councillor, there's Michael Lavalette, an independent socialist councillor. We've got Martin Smith from Unite Against Fascism nationally. We've got an organiser from Unite the Union. We've got someone from Preston Trades Council. So a real breadth of speakers, which reflects the breadth of support we've got for the demo as well.
In the past, it's been argued that when Unite Against Fascism protests on their own, there doesn't seem to be trouble. And when the EDL protests on their own, there doesn't seem to be trouble. But when they're together, there seems to be conflict. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, for example, the two places where there's either been no demo against the EDL, which was Luton, or a very small demo, which was Stoke, because people were told to stay away. In both those occasions, the EDL have managed to go on the rampage, attack Asian-owned Asian-owned businesses, attack the mosques, attack white people for associating with Asian people. Where we've had big demos, they've not been able to do that. In Tower Hamlets, the EDL planned to march. They knew we'd built a really big demo against them, and the result was the EDL called the demo off. So staying away doesn't work. Coming out against them does work.
Do you say in being told to stay away from the town centre today, the city centre, have the EDL kind of achieved what they set out to do?
I think if people don't turn out, that's exactly what, they have achieved that. Because Tommy Robinson, the leader of the EDL, actually said, what I want is for Muslims to be hiding behind the curtains. So, you know, we can't have that. So, if people stay away, they have won. And that's what the EDL themselves say.
Nice one.
Cool.
Thank you very much.